Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dakota Moss. We're talking about the LRP program from USDA today with Dakota here in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about some of the export successes we've had, especially with South Korea.
Absolutely. Korea has been a shining star for U.S. beef exports. Confidence has come a long way since 2008 when the Korean market was reopened to U.S. beef. Annual surveys show consumer confidence has risen steadily from 5% in 2010 to 64% last year. The Beef Checkoff played a defining role in helping to drive confidence through education and promotion in South Korea. U.S. beef is also making its mark with consumers in Korea on the basis of taste and tenderness. December is traditionally a season of year-end business gathering at restaurants, but with COVID restrictions in place in late 2021, USMEF anticipated that these events would shift at-home celebrations and implemented year-end promotions for U.S. beef, large retail chains, and e-commerce platforms. The Oklahoma Beef Council is helping to support such promotions in South Korea in fiscal year 2022.
And you can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff's working for you at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. We're talking today with Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Protection, a company that, Dakota, I guess you've actually established, and you're offering some risk management products to cattle producers. Tell me about this whole idea of being able to buy into some risk management for the cattle industry.
So, Ron, USDA has the Livestock Risk Protection Program, and it's a very versatile, very flexible tool that can fit any size cattle producer, whether they're cow-calf, stocker feeder. There's an avenue in the program for almost any operation. USDA created this program to give a producer a peace of mind knowing that his downside risk is protected, but it leaves the top side of the market wide open. So if the market does take a run up, they can capture all that profit potential back on the cattle. And it does get broken down for steers and heifers under 600 pounds or 600 to 900 pounds. So whether it's a cow-calf producer selling cattle this fall and they didn't want to lock in a price floor for their calf crop to guarantee that cash flow and give them some risk protection, they can do that. Or if they're out buying calves right now to run as summer stockers on grass and sell this fall, we can work with both those types of producers to give them some guarantees, protect their bottom line, and really shore up their operation where they know when they go to the sell barn this fall, they're not just hoping for the best.
So this has been around for just a few years, relatively few years. I know a lot of folks are starting to at least get interested in it. I guess the awareness is starting to come up.
Yes, it is. And it's a very old program that got really retooled after COVID hit, and we saw that huge need for a much better risk management tool for cattle producers. And so when COVID hit, USDA's risk management agency rolled out a wave of changes to this program where they increased the subsidies greatly to make it much more economical than it ever was, and then also opened up the head limits in the program to where it fits almost any size producer. We can lock in a price on one head up to 6,000 head on a single contract with current maximum of a 12,000 head limit per producer per year. And so it's open for any size producer to utilize.
So give me an example of, you know, how would a guy get their arms around this and actually, you know, put this risk management, this floor under their spring calves?
So right now, the first thing to have to do is find a livestock agent with us. My company, Livestock Risk Service, is located in the stockyards right in Oklahoma City in the middle of the state. And the first thing we have to do is just sit down and discuss what they do on their operation. So that way we know on our side how they do business and how they market cattle. So we can let them know how this could work for them and get an application in so they are set up in the system ready to go. Whenever they do see a floor price that fits them, they can pull the trigger and get it done and secure their bottom line.
You mentioned the fact that they still have that opportunity to do their best job of marketing to try to get the maximum number of dollars they can.
Yes, that's right. I mean, we're just locking in a floor price. We're locking in the futures price, and we don't settle on the futures like a put or a hedge would. We settle on what's called the Cattle Feeder Cash Index, which is a 12-state regional average that is the sales data from the sale barns report to USDA. So you can lock in that futures price, but you settle on a cash average. So it helps line up more with what might actually be happening on their actual cattle. We don't account for how their cattle actually sell. This is strictly just protection against the market. And so a producer still has that opportunity to sell his cattle however, wherever he wants to maximize his profit potential for his set of cattle that best fits him.
How does this program fit into some of these value-added programs that some producers are really getting more serious about?
It doesn't really have anything to do with how they sell their cattle. So the value-added programs helps them greatly at the sale barn when they go to sell cattle. And the LRP program simply goes back to what's the market doing at that time. Okay. And so just looking back on what some producers did previously, especially like on our wheat pasture cattle right now, 4 or 5 months ago, producers saw where these spring futures contracts were hitting the high 160s up to 170 plus. We're able to jump out there and lock that in. And we have many producers who had a 165, 100 weight floor on their wheat pasture cattle or a 170 floor. And then Russia-Ukraine happened, really wrecked the market pretty good over the last month. And now they're protected. They can still market their cattle just like they plan to, not hoping for a better market. And the LRP program is compensating them and keeping them whole and managing that price risk.
Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Protection. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell us 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.